Destinations Beyond Expectations is powered by Group Experience. Visit groupexperience.com right now to build your travel tribes. Hello and welcome into DBE. I'm your host, Stevie G. Destinations Beyond Expectations is the podcast designed for students of travel. And before we dive into today's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you enjoy this podcast, please hit that follow button on Spotify or wherever else you are listening. That simple click goes a long way in helping DBE reach more students of travel. If you're planning a trip to New York City, you have so many options, from seeing a show on Broadway, to viewing the Big Apple atop the Empire State Building, to exploring Central Park, and much more. But don't forget that there are many great day trips you can include on an NYC itinerary. And today, we're going to the town of Beacon, New York, which makes for a wonderful day trip from the city. Joining me to talk about Beacon is Elizabeth Palumbi from the Life of the Traveling Pin blog. You can check it out at thetravelingpin.com. Elizabeth wrote a blog post about Beacon as a day trip from New York. I'm linking that piece in the show notes so you can follow along as you're listening if you'd like. I hope you enjoy learning about the town of Beacon. I know I did. Here's my chat with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on Destinations Beyond Expectations today. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing great, and thanks for taking the time to be here. You know, today we are featuring a destination in New York State. It actually makes a great day trip from New York City. We're talking about Beacon, New York. You wrote a great article on Beacon, which I've got linked in the show notes for this episode, so listeners, be sure to give that a click. But Elizabeth, to start things off, can you give us some general things to know about Beacon, and why do you think it makes a great day trip for someone visiting the Big Apple?
Yeah, so Beacon is this historic town that's on the Hudson River. It's known for its vibrant art scene, its stunning beauty, and it's really walkable, and it's so easy to get to from the actual city itself. So it makes a fantastic choice for a quick escape from, you know, the big city, the Big Apple. It's only about 60 miles north, and it's super easy to get to. You can just hop on the Metro North, and in about an hour and a half, you're in Beacon, New York.
And obviously, you could drive there too. Do you know about how long the drive is from New York to Beacon?
Yeah, it's about an hour to an hour and a half. I would say maybe an hour and 45 minutes at most with, you know, New York City traffic.
For sure. Well, you know, like anywhere, there's pros and cons to visiting a place at a particular time of the year. Walk me through some of the best things about Beacon throughout the seasons.
Yeah, so I actually went in winter, so I'll start there. Honestly, there is just so much to do along the main drag of walking into different stores, walking into different restaurants, and they have a lot of bakeries. There's also a brewery and coffee shops, so there's a ton to do while you're there. You can also explore the Beacon Museum with the art collection in the winter, so there's a lot to do during the winter. In the fall, you can do scenic hikes, local farms and orchards, and kind of just cozy up in a cafe with a pumpkin spice latte or something along those lines. If you move more into spring, summertime, there's a lot of hiking, as I said before. You can also kayak on the Hudson River, which is a lot of fun. You can explore. They have some outdoor art installations. It's a big art and food scene while you're there. In the spring, all the flowers at the Bannerman Castle ruins are amazing to do. And you can also stroll through some of their farmers markets as well. So there's something to do for every season while you're in Beacon.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And, you know, as we kind of already established, Beacon is obviously not far from New York City. New York is, of course, a place that's known for having all sorts of amazing food from all around the world. But what's the food scene like in Beacon? Do you have any favorite spots to suggest to someone?
Yeah, so it's honestly such a thriving scene when you get there. I really loved the glazed over donuts. It's a local favorite. They have a bunch of different melt-in-your-mouth pastries. I'm a big sweets person, so that was one of my favorites while I was there. I honestly really liked going to the craft brewery, the Hudson Valley Brewery, while you're there as well. They had some live music, some games that you could play. It's good for both winter and summertime, just because they have both an indoor and outdoor scene.
Super cool. You know, your blog also mentions some shopping options in Beacon. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so the main street, as I said before, is lined with some unique shops, from independent boutiques, so showcasing some of like the local art and artists. There's a glass blowing store, which they actually have a bunch of different plates, some stuff that you can put in the windows, sun catchers, that's the word. And there's just a ton of different unique little stores. There's also bookstores. There was a plant shop that you can go to. They had both dried plants and live living plants that you can pick from. There's something special to honestly bring home for everyone.
Awesome. I want to loop back to something you brought up a little earlier when we were talking about the seasons, because, you know, you talked about like hiking and kayaking opportunities around Beacon. Let's explore that a little bit more. What else can you tell me about some of the outdoorsy things to do around Beacon?
Yeah, so some of the walking trails that you can do are in this, like, in the park called Madam Brent Park. You can also do Mount Beacon, which is a larger hiking trail that you can do while you're there. You can hike for the Fire Tower, which is a few hours of a hike. So there's a different levels of hikes that you can do. The Beacon Overlook is actually the most popular hike while you're there, so it's something to arrive to pretty early on summer weekends. You can kayak, as I said before, on the river that's in Beacon. You can also bike the trails along the river. That would be something to do in the outdoorsy section in Mount Beacon. You can also apple pick in the fall. So all of those are kind of the best options to do while you're there and outdoors.
Awesome. You know, we've already talked about quite a bit with Beacon, from things to do to shopping to the food scene. Are there any other top things to see or do in Beacon that you want to talk about that we haven't really gotten into yet?
Yeah, so one of the major things I would say, the crown jewel of Beacon, is probably DIA. It's D-I-A. It's a world-renowned museum. They're known for their contemporary art. This is a perfect place for solo travelers, families, couples, just to kind of like lose yourself in the exhibits and the iconic works that are displayed. It's in this setting overlooking the Hudson River, so it's actually both cool to see the art on the indoors, but also gives you a great view of the Hudson River below. There's also the Howland Cultural Center, for those interested in divulging in more of like the local history of Beacon and the vibrant Main Street of how it became Beacon as it is today.
Awesome. Well, Beacon sounds like a great destination to check out. Listeners, again, don't forget to click the link to Elizabeth's blog post about Beacon. That blog post, of course, lives on thetravelingpin.com. Elizabeth, that of course is your website, and I'd love to know if you could share more about it, because there's so much for travel lovers to read. Can you just share more about how your blog came to be and what listeners can find if they visit thetravelingpin.com?
Yeah, so I actually started with all of the travel things I do now only about a year ago, so it's rather new. I have been traveling since about 2016, both solo and not solo. And I love sharing my like curated itineraries specifically for solo travelers, just because I do a lot of solo travel myself. Whether it's finding the best cafes for dining alone or recommending safe and comfortable accommodations or just kind of giving all the tips and tricks that I can think of for places in the US, Europe, and right now New Zealand, but hoping to make it to Asia in the years to come. I provide all the information you need to plan a trip and beyond. I also do some planning for people on the side as well. So my blog offers all of the travel tips and tricks and honest reviews to help anybody navigate a city with confidence.
And if someone wants to stay connected with you and your travel adventures on social media, where can they go?
So you can find me on Instagram at Life of the Traveling Pin. I'm also the same on TikTok. And Twitter, I am at The Traveling Pin. And then my website is obviously thetravelingpin.com.
Well, it's been so great having you on the show to talk about Beacon, New York. I do have one final question for you, Elizabeth, before we end the conversation. Destinations Beyond Expectations is the podcast designed for students of travel. And I'd like to know, are you someone who would consider yourself to be a student of travel? And if you are, can you talk a little bit about something important that you've learned because of or through travel?
Oh, that's a good question. I see myself as a lifelong student of travel because there's always something new to learn and discover, whether it's a hidden gem of a destination, a surprising cultural ism, or even just a better way to pack your suitcase. As for some tips, I would say my number one is to embrace the learner mindset. So to research, but be open to surprises, travel with an open mind, and be able to strike up a conversation with any local to try their food, participate in local activities. I would say that is the best way to gain a better understanding of a place. I would also say my second tip would be to upgrade your skills. So whether that's be pack lighter, smarter, brush up on some of the basic language barriers, or learn how to embrace public transportation, whether that's starting small in your local town or as much as 17 hours to New Zealand. I think being able to feel comfortable in those skills really helps when you're traveling.
I totally agree. Wonderful answer. I really enjoyed listening to you talk through that. Elizabeth, thanks again for joining me on a great discussion about Beacon. It's been wonderful having you on the show. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I hope this inspires somebody to go to Beacon from New York City.
A big DBE thank you to Elizabeth for stopping by DBE to share more about the town of Beacon. Maybe next time you visit New York City, you'll add it to your itinerary. Elizabeth has more great travel reads on thetravelingpin.com. I just read one of her recent blogs about Florence, Italy that I really enjoyed. And don't forget to follow Life of the Traveling Pin on Instagram and her other social media pages, which I've got listed in the show notes. If you are a fan of the DBE podcast, please do me a favor and share it with a friend, and make sure you've hit that follow button on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are tuning in from. That's a wrap for this episode on Beacon. Thanks as always for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon.